Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Morning.
大家早安。
Thank you for the worship songs that we have.
感谢今天的歌曲。
It was done. It was over upon the cross. That's the message we always preach. That's the message we need to keep in mind all the time.
事情都在十字架上成就了，这就是我们为什么去讲到我们需要时常去提醒自己的事情。
We are at chapter 4 of Genesis now.
我们现在在创世纪第四章。
We're going to cover the whole chapter today.
我们今天会讲整章的内容。
Genesis has 50 chapters.
创世纪有50章。
If you want to remember the organization, it's easy to remember based on J.P. Morgan's and, you know, the way of dissect the 50 chapters.
就是如果你想要用一些方式去记住它怎么样分段，这其实很简单。
Chapter 1 to chapter 3 is generation.
一到三是创造。
Chapter 4 to chapter 11 is degeneration.
四到十一就是堕落。
Chapter 12 all the way to chapter 50is regeneration.
十二到五十就是重新的这样的一个拯救的过程。
You remember chapter 12 when God called Abraham out of that place to become the father of all nations. He started all his salvation history right from there. But before that, God has actually put a lot of hints, even in chapter 2 when people start messing up. Chapter 3 when people start messing up.
在第十二到第五十章里面，在第十二章看到亚伯拉罕被神给召出来成为万国之父，这就开始了神创拯救的计划。但即使在第三章里面，我们也能看到很多神要拯救的这样的迹象。
Oh, thank you very much. I was looking for this thing. Chapter 1 is the origin of the whole world.
一章是世界的所有的由来。
Chapter 2 is the origin of human beings.
第二章是人类的由来。
Chapter 3, we talk about that. It's the problem of human beings.
第三章我们也讲到，就说是人类的问题。
There's a root of sin.
就是罪的根在哪里。
Starting from chapter 4, you're going to start looking at the fruit of sin.
在第四章我们就会看到罪的结果是什么样。
The story start unfolding, starting from chapter 4.
在第四章里面，这个故事就慢慢的展开了。
If you remember one verse from chapter 3, that verse is 3:15. It's like serve that as a hinge.
如果你想要记得的话，在第三章十五节里面，就是给我们一个提醒。
Chapter 3:15 give you the two lines of a family.
对，第十五节里面讲到，它会有两个家庭的这个线在这里。
Or two family lines. It says, "I will put enmity between you." And the woman, and between your offsprings and her offsprings, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
我要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
That's what the Lord told the serpent after he tempted Eve.
这就是神向蛇的一个讲宣告。
So chapter 3:15 says that between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring.
他就讲到说，你们之间彼此的后裔会有这样的争执。
Chapter 4 is unfolding the two lines of family.
第四章里面就把这两个家庭就展开的去讲述。
Okay, so that's why the sermon's title is what is called the two lines of families or two family lines, the tale of two families.
所以讲到了第四章，其实可以用一个就是说两家之间的故事来展开。
Chapter 4 has a lot of firsts.
他那个第四章里面有讲到很多，就是首先，第一
first pregnancy，
第一个怀孕的过程。
You can always imagine in your head, when you start first time Adam ever saw a pregnancy.
就可以看到，想象一下亚当第一次看到怀孕的这个肚子变大的过程。
Honey, you are getting bigger.
这怎么会越来越大呢
？I don't know what's going on in the belly, but you know, just going this and that. And what's going on there?
就看这个孩子在肚子里动，他到底是发生什么了
？Why are you craving chocolate all the time? And I don't know. Ice cream or anything like that.
想吃甜的，我也不知道为什么。
Very first pregnancy, very first birth. Never give a birth before that.
就是第一个生产，从这之前没有任何的生产。
Very first family.
也是第一个家庭。
Right, first dysfunctional family.
第一个就是混乱的家庭。
Well, starting from, we're going to get there. They start getting second wives in chapter 4.
马上在第四章的后面，我会看到说他就马上就娶了两个老婆，就是这样的过程。
Of course, first the murder.
当然也是第一件凶杀案。
First the violence.
第一个暴力事件。
First the civilization.
第一个人类文明。
Lots of first in chapter 4.
看到第四章里面有很多的第一个，在世界上第一件事情。
Let me read chapter 4 from verse 1 to 16, but we are going to cover all the way to 26 to the end of the chapter.
所以牧师会帮我们去读第一节到第十六节的内容，然后但是我们会把整章讲完。
You know, reading the scripture is part of the worship. I'm not killing my time. It's the word of God that we need to know. Chapter 4. Now Adam knew Eve his wife.And she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I've gotten a man with the help of the Lord. And again she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was the keeper of a sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of his fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering,But for Cain, his offering, he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. And the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry? Why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, the sin is crouching at the door, its desire to contrary to you, but you must rule over it. Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field,Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which hath opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand.When you work the ground, it shall no longer yield to you its strength. You shall be fugitive and a wanderer on the earth. Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and from your face I shall be hidden. I shall be fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. Then the Lord said to him, Not so.If anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest any who found him shall attack him. Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. This is the word of God. Verse 16 is land of Eden, land of Nod. I hope you don't go there today, just land of
Nod. 讲到说伊甸的东边挪得之地，希望大家不会现在不会去那边。
So we're going to look at the whole storyline here.
我们会看整个故事。
Apparently, the main character in the storyline is Cain.
在这里面发现该隐是主角。
The firstborn of the first family.
第一个家庭的首生的长子。
It starts very good. Starts very good. It starts with the joy.
开始好像还不错，大家都很喜乐。
Because Eve said, "I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord." The name Cain is actually the meaning is the word acquire in Hebrew.
所以就是夏娃说耶和华使我得了一个男子，在希伯来文，该隐的意思就是得到的意思。
It's very give the whole family a joy.
基本上给这个家庭带来很多喜悦。
If they know what the Lord had told the serpent in 3:15.They know you're going to have an offspring that's going to settle the whole case. Your offspring is going to kill the serpent, and you will be saved. Basically, that's what they are expecting. I acquired a boy. This is it. That's probably what's going to happen.
把这个带到我们之前第三章所读的内容，女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。就所以夏娃她是带着一种喜乐，说我的孩子可能会把这个事情给解决，就这样她由来的一个喜乐。
The offspring is probably going to deliver us out of the sinful situations we are in now.
然后我的孩子可能会把我从这个罪恶的过程中带出来。
Little did she know that this deliverer that she thought would be was actually a murderer.
然后没想到的是，他所盼望的这个人，结果是杀了他兄弟的人。
So let's take a look at this particular person.
因为我们仔细来看看这个人到底是怎么样。
They will shed some light on what kind of person this is, and what kind of lesson we can draw.Out of this first murder case.
我们会看看这个人到底是怎么样的人，然后我们可以在这个第一届凶杀案里面学到些什么样的课程。
I use acronym all the time so that I can remember what I'm talking about. So that's going to be five W's.
今天我们会讲到五个 W.
There's at least three of them in the text, so I'm not just making things up myself.
所以至少有三个是在这个经文里面都有了，所以我不是自己编的。
So Cain is a worker. He's working the ground. He's a worker.He's a worshiper. He's a waverer because when the Lord talked to him about his anger, he back and forth and he's trying to figure out what I'm going to do with what the Lord has told him. So he's a waverer, and he's a wrongdoer, and he's a wanderer. Five of them.
所以他是一个该隐是个工人，他种地，然后他也是敬拜神的人，他因为他有献祭，并且他也是摇摆不定的人，因为上帝在问他的时候，他在这里。变来变去的，他也是一个做错事的人，最后他也是个流浪者。
You would think the murderer would be someone who really do not care about God.
我们会想说，一个杀人的犯，他肯定是一个不在乎神的人。
Someone you would think that's some kind of an atheist, never been to church, never raised up in a good family, you know, wander around on the street. Those type of people kill.
对这种人，我们会有说他肯定是个无神论，天天在街上晃，天天不知道自己在干嘛。我们会想说，这种人才最有可能成为杀人犯。
But Cain was not that type of person.
该隐不是这样的。
He works very hard.
他很努力的在工作。
And he worships God.
并且他也敬拜神。
And he works on the ground.
他在地里劳作。
When God gave a curse, that God did not curse the work. If you go to work, and that's not because of a curse. Work is something God commanded people were first meant to do. It's something should be joyful, should be fulfilling. God blessed the work, actually. What really makes the work a curse is because you really have to work very hard with pain,was toil. That's the curse after the fall.
所以这个上帝并没有咒诅这个工作，这工作本来是好的，他给我们一个满足感，他甚至让我们感觉到喜乐。但是在我们被咒诅之后，地被咒诅就会长出蒺藜来，所以让这个工作变得非常的痛苦。
So Cain is a farmer.
于是该隐他是个种菜的。
Abel raises animals.
然后亚伯是个牧羊人。
So when it comes to the time when they worship the Lord, the end of the day when they say,There's particular at that time, there's a particular occasion when they have to give thanksgiving to the Lord.
所以在一定特定的时候，他们会把自己所有的东西去献上给神，去敬拜神。
What they do is to bring what they have.
所以他们要去把他们所有的给他。
I would actually prefer the plants.
我会更倾向于去种菜。
It's October now.
因为现在十月。
It's beautiful.Pumpkins and apples and they're not different colors. They put them all together, give it to the Lord. They're always beautiful. They're great. Probably great the fruit basket.
So decorated. 现在是十月，然后各种各样的菜蔬果实，各种各样的颜色，看起来就非常的漂亮。
If you go to grocery store, when you open the door, it's always a fruit and beautiful fruit vegetables over there, not just meat with blood.Just killed, sacrificial.
就像
in the back. Right, they're always in the back.
就像我们逛商场一样，它最开始我们见到都是五颜六色的水果，而不是一个血腥的肉片在那里。
He did what he could, Abel, to the Lord.
然后他做了他能给神的。
Pay special attention to what Abel had done.
我们去看看
and what Cain had done.
我们去看看亚伯和该隐他们做了什么不一样的事情。
Verse 3, in the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground. Okay, that's what he did. What did Abel do? And Abel also brought off the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions.
所以该隐在地里拿出出产供给耶和华，亚伯也将他的羊群中头生的羊的脂油献上。
Cain gave his offering. Abel made a great effort to bring the best to him.
所以该隐他给了，然后亚伯也去把他最好的给了神。
The things that confuse us at the most is what the Lord's response to them.
但是让我们感到困惑的是，为什么神对待他们的方式又那么不同？
The Lord did not respect what Cain offered.
上帝没有悦纳该隐献的祭。
He accepted what Abel offered.
他接纳了亚伯的祭。
It's not fair.
这不公平啊。
Why do you want Chris's offering? And mine's as good, probably more beautiful than yours. You got all the bloody animals. You're a hunter anyways, right? You know, I'm a farmer. That's all I can do. This is all I know. You know, I gave what I can, and this guy gave what he can. At least, come on, be equal, man. It's not fair, man.
就像是为什么你会喜欢 Chris 的献祭物呢？那 Chris 他打猎，但是我这个菜也是我努力种来的。为什么你不能对待我们有相同的态度呢？
We didn't know what Cain had said, but he was very angry.
我们不知道该隐他讲了什么，但我们知道他非常非常的生气。
That's the question for not only him, it's for us as well.
不只是对他是有这样的问题，对我们来说，我们也要对自己有这样的提醒。
He was a worshipper.
他是个敬拜的人。
Why would God favor Abel's offering over Cain's offering?
那这样为什么上帝更喜悦亚伯的祭物而不是该隐的祭物呢？
This is a commentary from Hebrews 11:4. Let me read it to you.
在希伯来书十一章四节里面有一个对这个的评论。
Hebrews 11:4 actually give a comment on why that happened, why the Lord favored this one over the other one.
在上面他就讲了为什么上帝这样做。
Verse 4 of chapter 11 of Hebrew. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain.Through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts, and through this faith, through his faith, though he died, he shall speak. He still speaks.
亚伯因着信献与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指着他的礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
So Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4 give us a key word, one word, by faith.
所以在这里面最重要的一个字眼就是信。
Let me unpack that a little bit for you.
我把这个
What does that mean by faith? That the three things God actually favored Abel over Cain.
这个信就是里面有三个点是为什么上帝更喜悦亚伯的祭物的原因。
One is of course the content, what they offer, the things, the materials that they offer.
第一个就是他给的东西，他给的这个东西到底是什么。
By faith, Abel knows, we use the big theological word, the substitutionary atonement, in order for God to accept something has to die. Remember God killed an animal to cover Adam and Eve. They used the fig tree leaves, and God killed an animal. So by faith, Abel knows, God would prefer the animals. That's the one thing, okay?
通过信这个东西，他知道了一个代替救赎的一个概念，就像是在他们刚犯罪的时候，亚当夏娃用树叶，但是神用了动物的皮去遮盖他们，所以借着信，他知道上帝是更喜悦这样的祭物。
That's though not the whole story, because in the Old Testament we know God would take grain offerings, take the vegetables, take fruits.From people.
这也不是全部，因为我们知道旧约里面也讲到上帝也接纳这些素祭，接纳这些植物的祭物。
So the second thing is the quality of the offering. I hinted that already.
第二个就是他这个祭物的质量，我也有给大家一定的提醒。
Cain provides the best. The firstborn of his animal and the fat portion, the best of the animal sacrifice.
亚伯给了他最好的，就是他头生的羊的脂油。
Cain just brought something.
该隐呢，就是带了些他的植物。
It didn't say anything about what kind of quality of the suffering he had.
没讲说他的质量到底是怎么样。
I don't know.
我们也无从得知。
When we want to give the church lot of people tend to give, you know, just look at the church. Oh, that thing. You, nobody has used the piano for so long. Just let's give it to church.
当我捐赠教会的时候，我们用这个钢琴好像用了很久了，我们给一个给教会。
Things has been not used in my house and become, you know, my junk is some church's treasure, something like that.
所以就好像是我家里的垃圾就变成了教会的宝物一样。
That carries basically the similar scenario for Cain. He offered something from his ground. It doesn't really say anything about the quality in comparison with Abel's.
这个其实就可以和该隐所献的祭物进行一定的类比。他因为他这里面没有讲到说他到底是献了什么样质量的一个祭物。
And that's not all.
这不只是这样。
Another thing is the character of the offer.
就是献祭者的这个他的性格是怎么样，特点是怎么样。
Yeah, it's material. That's and the quality of the offering and the character.Of the offerer.
就是这个献祭者的品德是怎么样
Verse 7 When Cain was really upset about it God really actually starts speaking to him Verse 6 The Lord said to Cain Why are you angry? Why has your face fallen? If you do well Verse 7 If you do well Will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well Sin is crouching at the door So basically God is saying to himYou are actually not living in the right way. That's actually your problem. When God accepted the offering, God accepted that person and his offering. The problem with Cain is not only the material that he brought, it's not only the quality of the things that he brought, it's himself.
所以在六到七节里面就讲到耶和华神对该隐说你为什么发怒呢为什么变了脸呢你若行得好岂不蒙悦纳你若行得不好罪就伏在你门前他必恋慕你你却要制服他在上面神就跟他说我接纳你的祭物不只是你的祭物本身而已而是你献祭你这个人是什么样的人还有你的祭物他是一起被神所接纳的所以不只是你的祭物不好而是你自己这个人整个就不在一个对的地方
God does not see worship apart from worshipper.
上帝不会把这个我们所献的祭和我们的敬拜分开来看。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot come to the Lord, give him a 1 hour lip service, and live the rest of your life like God does not exist. God does not take that.
我们来到教会里面这样一个小时的时间敬拜神，但是周其他的时间都是我们按自己的方式去活，上帝并不喜悦这样的方式。
Because according to Hebrews 11:4, you lack faith.
因为在根据第十一章第四节里面讲的是我们是如果这样就是没有信心。
You cannot just have faith, 1 hour faith that give you a whole week of charge.
我们不像是说就这一个小时就好像给我们一周这样充满电和神的这样的关系一样。
The problem with Cain is his character.
就是该隐的问题是他的品格的问题。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道呢
Because he acted out.
因为他马上就为了他自己的这个性格去做出一定的行动。
So the problems of Cain, or let's put that way, the way of Cain or the way of serpent. Remember the two family line, the way of Cain, the way of serpent. Is when we, it's not like they don't worship, they don't do good work. They do everything Abel is doing.But the problem is, Cain is doing his own way. I want to worship God my way. I want to solve problem my way. I want to bring the things the way I like. That's his own way. That's the problem of Cain. When he does not see what God sees, he gets very angry. Why don't you take? I give you.I mean, that happens all the time to every one of us. I love the way I love you. If you don't take it, that's your problem. Right?
Yeah. 所以我们看到该隐的这种反应和他的方式就好像我们讲的两条线就是蛇的这条线的这个方式呢就是说不是他们不敬拜神不是他们不工作他们做这些所有好的事情但是在他们敬拜神或怎么样的时候他们用他们自己的方式来敬拜神就好像说我要按照我想要的方式敬拜神我想要按照我的想要的方式去爱你当这个事情没有被接纳的时候那我们就说这是你的问题而不是我的问题
The worship is like going through the motion You know, you come here on Sunday We see people, we judge people's worship style by looking outside you know, I raise my hands, you see my tear coming down, oh, I go and do this and that, I'm singing really hard, really loud. Oh, that guy's a really good worshiper. We always say that, right?
所以当我们来敬拜的时候呢，他敬拜不只是一个动作或者是一个状动作而已。那我们敬拜的时候，我们总会看说啊，这个人在哭，这个人把手举起来，然后那这个人一定是个非常好的敬拜神的人。
And when we do this worship, Peter is like, I don't know.
那敬拜的时候呢，我可能有时候就这样。
Yeah, it's probably he needs to work on his worship.
那可能我需要更努力的去敬拜一下。
False worshiper.
就是我是一个很不好的敬拜神。
The true versus false worship is not that the line is not now drawn between the style.
所以这个分割到底谁是真正敬拜神的人，不是从他的敬拜方式上。
True worship is not the motion; it's a local motion. It's what motives in your heart that drives you to live a way that satisfies God.
它不是一个动作，它更像是一个动能。它的动力是什么？它是被什么东西所驱动，让他去做这样的事情是更关键的。
Think about what you're doing after the service.
我们想想聚会结束之后我们会做什么。
Think about what drives you to live what kind of life on Monday through Friday.
所以想一下我们在接下来是什么驱动着我们，想到我们周一到周五是怎么过的。
You think you are in the line of Abel, but you're probably living in the line of Cain.
我们想我们可能是我们是像亚伯一样的敬拜的方式，但是很多时候我们可能在该隐的这种方式当中。
And you will be angry when your prayers are not answered.
我们会因为我们的祷告没被聆听，所以感到非常生气。
When your prayer is not granted,
然后我们
you become very angry toward him and toward each other.
所以我们当我们想要的没有被满足时，我们对神对周围的人都会感觉非常的气愤。
That's what happened to Cain.
这就是该隐做的。
So the first one is a worker, second one is a worshipper, third, he's a waverer. So God actually pointed out his problem. Why you are angry? The sin is crouching at the door, but you can rule over it. You actually can figure that out. You do not have to act out your sin.That's what he's trying to tell him.
所以我们知道他是个工作人，他也是敬拜者。马上我们就看到他是一个摇摆，因为时常动怒的人。上帝甚至在他没有做这样的事情之前，他就指出该隐的问题。他说：“你若行得好，不蒙悦纳；你若行得不好，罪就伏在你面前。但是你必要制服他。”
If he confessed his sin and repented at that time, I think the case is kind of closed. Take a look at what the Lord has done. He's a gracious Lord. He's a good God.
我们想象一下，如果该隐就借着这样上帝的提醒去悔改的话，这可能就没有这些事情发生。但是我们接下来看上帝对该隐的行动，发现他是一个充满恩典的神。
So at that time he has a choice to make. Am I going with my instinct, my desire? I need to be vindicated. I need to seek justice my own way, or I'm just going to follow what the Lord has instructed me, rule over sin, keep it at bay.Close the door to the crouching tiger, hidden dragon, all that type of thing.
Right. 所以看到他就在这里有两个选项，一个是我根据我自己的冲动，还是说我听神的话，用我自己的方式去为自己去发声呢，还是用就是顺服神，然后去抵挡罪。
That's why I call him a waverer. He's trying to make a decision, his and this and that. You know what he did? He chose to kill.
所以这也是为什么我说他是摇摆不定的人，但是他最后做的决定就是他选择去杀掉他的一些兄弟。
He did not murder when he murdered Abel. He murdered him in his heart. He was mad. He was very angry. He wanted to seek justice his own way. He murdered him a long time ago.
所以该隐没有在杀他的时候杀掉他，而是在他开始嫉妒对于这个事情感到不公的时候，他其实已经在杀亚伯了。
Oh Lord, you said I can rule over sin, but it ended up the sin ruled over him,
然后他肯定
took him over, overwhelmed him.
他肯定想说我会制服他，但是最后他其实是被罪所制服了，然后 也去做了这样的决定。
This guy, my brotherHe made me not be favored by the Lord. He's the problem. Why do you want to choose this profession? Why do you want to do this? Why do you make yourself favorable to God? You must be the problem.
Right. 所以刚刚牧师这样激动的就演绎了，就是说，就是他的问题，就是因为他的缘故，我才没有办法被上帝所悦纳。如果没有他在的话，那上帝肯定会选择我，所以他就把他给杀掉了。
Totally taken over by sin.
所以就完全被罪所制服。
He's supposed to rule over sin. God is talking to him. Sin is right outside the door. Be careful. Don't open the door to him. Don't talk to the devil. Don't try to do it your own way.Close the door. You can rule over it. I don't care. I just want to get my own justice.
所以上帝就说，罪就在你门前，把门关上，去抵挡他，不要去跟魔鬼去讲话。但是该隐的一个反应说，我不在乎这些，我只要我的成就，我要我想要的被成就。
He actually feels really good when you sin.
他当他犯罪的时候，他也感到非常很好。
Feel vindicated.
他觉得他的公义得到伸张。
Justice is served.
就是公义被满足了。
He's dead.
我死了。
It's not over.
但是这个事情并没有就这样结束。
He's going to face justice himself.
他要去面对他所犯罪的这样的结果。
So waverer and wrongdoer, the murder was committed.
他就做了这样的错事，去杀了这样的人。
Number five, he becomes a wanderer.
第五个就是他就变成一个流浪者。
I mean, take a look at what he said to the Lord. I mean, God still giving him, God is really like a counselor. He did what he did to Adam. He's still asking him, what have you done? Did God demand or something? No, he knows exactly what he did. He's trying to give him opportunity to confess his sin. What did you do? Where's your brother? What did they say? What did they say? My goodness.
所以
I'm my brother's keeper. I don't know who that guy is. I don't know. That's not me. Adam did it or something. Whoever. My mom did it.
所以我们看到该隐做了这样的杀人的结果之后，但是上帝还是像一个非常好的辅导者一样去说你做了什么呢？但是我们看到该隐的反应说我不知道，我岂是看守我弟兄的吗？上帝其实是在给他一个机会说让他去把他的自己的罪跟上帝去讲，但是他没有这样做。
It's very sad. At verse 10, the Lord said, What have you done? The voice of a brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground, and now you are cursed from the ground. He's actually the first one, first human being who got cursed. Adam and Eve were not cursed. The ground was cursed. The serpent was cursed. He's the first human being got cursed.Because of murder. Very, very sad.
所以神，我们接下来看上帝做了什么呢？他说：“你做了什么呢？你的兄弟有的血有声音从地里向我哀告，然后地就开了口，然后就这个上帝就开始就咒诅该隐。我们发现这个该隐是第一个被上帝所咒诅的人类。亚当夏娃并没有被咒诅，而是地还有蛇被咒诅。但是该隐因为他做的这样的事被上帝所惩罚。”
Verse 12 it says in.When you work the ground, it shall no longer you. To you the strength, and you shall be fugitive and a wanderer on the earth.
他说：“你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。”
In old days, becoming a wanderer is not, you know, you move from Lynchburg to Bedford. No. You become unprotected. You're supposed to be your brother's keeper. Now no one is going to be your keeper. No one is going to look over you. You're going to be over there.The lion is going to look at you. All those animals is trying to devour you. You're going to be totally unprotected. You become a fugitive and a wanderer in the wilderness.
所以我们说就是飘离流离飘荡，不是说我们从林奇堡挪到了 Bedford 这个地方，而是说你原来是被保护的，你原来是保护你弟兄的，但现在没有人保护你。现在这些动物野兽都会看你，就想把你杀掉。
God is still giving him a chance to repent.
上帝还是在给他机会让他去悔改。
Oh, look at what Cain did. Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and from your face I shall be hidden. I will be fugitive from all around the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. It's all about his safety. I have zero compassion for this guy. He just killed his brother.His blood brother. There's four people at that time. He killed 25% of them. I mean, this guy's a pretty bad dude. And he doesn't really, he didn't even talk about his murder. Didn't talk about this case. He's just saying, oh, And the punishment's too big for me. I don't know.
所以该隐就对神说，我刑罚太过重，过于我所能当的。如今赶逐我离这地，以致我不见你面，我必飘离流离飘荡在这地上，凡遇见我必杀我。他从头到尾一直在讲自己的安全，自己的这种 concern， 但是从来没有说为他的杀他兄弟感到不安，然后就很不好。
If you know Genesis 9, the Lord actually have a commitment in his heart. If you shed people's blood, your blood will be shed.
所以我们看到就是说，上帝在后面在创世纪九节里面讲说，如果你流血，那就必偿还。
If I were the Lord, just kill him, get it over with. I mean, that line is ended. That's done. Let's get another set. We even talk about the end of the chapter. We have another line that we're going to build up. Abraham is coming out of that. Let's do that business. Just leave him alone, kill him. And he deserved it.
如果我是神的话，我就会把他给杀掉，因为他完全就是罪有应得，然后就让亚伯拉罕去救人就好了嘛。
Would you do that?
我会这样做吗？刘教授第一个说好。
Take a look at what who the Lord really is.
我们来看看神到底是什么样的神。
He's more gracious than we can imagine. To the extent, looks like he's abandoning his principle. Where's your principle, Lord?
看起来上帝好像放弃他自己的原则。
Whenever we see God does not make a whole lot of sense in our life, we see a lot of murderers and problems and injustice in this world. We pray the Lord will come down to just get it over with.
所以很多时候我们看到世界上这种不公义，然后有人杀人，这样各种各样的罪的时候，我们想说，上帝你来吧，让你的公义得到成就。
From the first murder case, God has been gracious.
然后第一个凶杀案，但是上帝也是这样有恩典。
And do you know what? The murder heart is in us as well.
你知道我们在我们个人心里面也有这种杀人的这种心在里面。
It's not like the crime we were committing by killing someone physically. Jesus said, when you hate people, you're killing people.
那不是说我们肉体上去伤害一个人，杀掉一个人，而是说在我们心里，耶稣说我们有这样恨的弟兄的时候，我们其实就在杀弟兄。
God always gives grace to people who don't deserve.
上帝总是给这些不配的人有恩典。
So that's a wanderer.
对，他就变成一个流浪者。
That's God still saying, okay, all right, not so. Verse 15, if anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold, and the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest anyone who found him shall attack him. And then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord. So there's a mark. What is that mark?I have no idea. A lot of books have been written on the mark. I mean, in Revelation 7, it's been marked in 144,000, that's the mark. But we don't know. The book, the rabbinic tradition says it's actually a tattoo, or something, it's a seeing a dog kind of thing, or it's some kind of a pledge God put on them, invisible. We just don't know, but there's a mark God put on him to show his grace.
上帝给该隐一个记号，说免得人有人杀他。然后这个记号到底长什么样，我们不知道。圣经里提到很多记号，有人说他是一个刺青嘛，有人说是怎么样。反正不管怎么样，人看到他就知道，上帝说你不可以杀他。这就是上帝的恩典。
So that's Cain. That's Cain. God let him live. The rest of the story, rest of chapter 4.Basically follow the king's line. You can see a lot of very interesting things in the short couple of verses in there.
所以在接下来就看到了说，这就是上帝让他活下来，然后并且接下来就会讲说该隐的生活，生命到底是怎么样一个状态。
Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and brother Enoch. Wife, where did he get his wife?
该隐和妻子同房的太太从哪里来
？From China?
中国来的吗？
Like everybody's doing now. He's the firstborn. Okay. He had his brother got killed. And where did he get his wife? I mean you know it. His wife is his what?
Sister.
Is his sister. Ah, that's no good. And you got a sister, you're going to have a lot of trouble as you know, get to some defected baby and stuff. At that time, the DNA is pretty pure, so don't worry about that thing.
所以就是
he married his sister. It cannot be done. Yes, it did.
该隐就和他的妻子，就是他的妹妹或者姐妹去同房。然后在那个时候 ，DNA 是比较完整的，所以这个不需要我们去担心。
All right, so that's they build a city. You know that city is the sign of a civilization. It's a city outside of God's plan. If you follow the kings, basically the family line over there, the name of the city after his son Enoch. Enoch was born Arad. Arad fathered Methusael. Methusael fathered Methuselah. Methusael fathered the Lamech. Lamech took two wives. This is not bad. You go to chapter 5. I feel sorry for chapter 5. It's going to be a long line of things. And, I mean, someone's going to read chapter 5. Lamech took two wives. Verse 19. The Lamech took two wives. The name of the one was Adah, and the name of other Zelah. So from chapter 4, verse 9, the one man and the one woman is broken. You start having, what is it called?
Polygamy?
Not polygamy. Polygamy is have many wives. And then you come next. That's a, what is it called? Bigamy? Is it bigamy? Bigamy. The two wives. Then after two wives, you can take more than you want. That's a polygamy. So from monogamy to bigamy to polygamy. From chapter 4, verse 9, you see the rule of law of God has been pushed away, has been broken into.
所以刚刚牧师就把17节到19节的内容读了一下，我们可以看到从这里面，该隐从一个一夫一妻的状态，到他的后代拉麦就两个妻子的状态，但到后面可能会有更多的妻子的状态，就发现上帝所设定的婚姻的律法被人慢慢的去往后去推。
I mean, you look at the rest of Adam born Jabal, and he was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal, and he was the father of all those who played the lyre and the pipe.And Tubal Cain, and he was the forger of all instruments of bronze and iron. The sister of Jubal was the Nama. So you see the civilization, the city is prosperous. Someone's making animals, someone's doing the music and the arts, and everything is going great. It's prosperous.
Yeah, 我们看到在这个城里面，在这个第一个人类的这个城里面，发现有人去慢慢就开始有这样的活动，然后慢慢好像变得繁荣。有人盖帐幕，有人畜牧，有人做这个，有人做那，不同各种各样的人都开始出现了。
Although that belongs to the line of Cain, God still blessed them.
但是这是虽然，但我们看到他是一个该隐的后裔，怎么上帝还是在祝福他们呢
？So I would challenge you, don't flat the two lines.Too much. The line of Cain, they all bad. The line of Abel or a line of Seth, they all good. Don't you ever doing that kind of dichotomy way of looking at the scripture.
So
Abraham did bad things. Jacob did bad things. They all recorded in the Bible.
所以有一个事情就是要让我们提醒的，就是说，当我们看圣经的时候，不要把该隐的这个后裔就想到他们全是坏蛋，然后把亚伯的后裔就想到说他们全是好人。亚伯拉罕做了坏事，雅各也做了坏事。你像该隐的后裔也有做好事的人。
I like what Lamech said to his wife. I don't know when he did it. You know, the bad time, they have good time after the hunting, and they're just talking among themselves. He made a poem on what he did. This is fascinating. Let me read to you. Lamech said to his wives, Adah and Zelah, hear my voice. You wife of Lamech, listen to what I say. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for striking me. Someone give me a hard time, I kill this guy. Yeah. Violence becomes rampant. Someone just give me a finger when I drive.I just pull up a gun, kill that guy. And I just talk to my wife. Hey, look at me what I did this morning. That's what they did. Talk to his wife about this.
所以在23节里面讲了，拉麦对他两个妻子说，亚大喜拉听我声音，拉麦妻子细听我的话语，壮年伤我把他杀了。然后就讲到说，这个暴力就慢慢就产生，他甚至为他的这种暴力行为感到非常的荣耀。
Yes, there's civilization. Yes, there's a prosperity. And you got bigamy, you got violence. The whole thing comes from there.
Yeah. 就是我们讲了说，哎，当然你这个东西你城市都很好，但是你开始你有更多的太太，但是你然后你也同时有这样暴力的犯罪的行为。
So most of the verses in chapter 4 focused on the line of Cain. I call that family line, the line of serpent. When people follow the way of Cain, they follow the offspring of serpent.
So
what is the way of serpent? Or the way of doing things in the serpent way? You basically focus on yourself. My way of doing things, my way of worship, my way of solve my problems, it's all about you. My vengeance, my punishment, my feeling, it's all about you. That's the way of serpent.
Yeah. 什么是就是在第四章里面看到主要就讲了该隐的这个后裔，或者是我们说是蛇的这个后裔是什么样呢？就是我用我自己的方式，我只在乎我自己，我用我自己的方式去敬拜，我用自己的方式去复仇，我用我自己的方式把我放在这一切的中心。
Lord, allow the prosperity among that line.
虽然上帝允许了在他们的这个家族谱里面有这样的繁荣的景象，
But you reap what you sow.
但是你种什么也会收什么。
Verse 25 gives us some fresh air over there.
但是在二十五节里面，我们就看到有另一个东西出来。
I feel really bad for Adam and Eve. Such a high hope, you know. God gave me this Lord, gave me the son with this help. I got two kids, both of them are gone. One is killed, the other wandered. First family, two kids, both the sons, gone.
如果我是亚当夏娃，我会感到非常糟糕。我把所有这种得救救赎的盼望放在这个孩子身上，但是他杀了他自己亲生的弟兄，并且他也变成了一个流浪的人。我这个家里总共有两个孩子，但都走掉了。
Verse 25 gives us another line, because the line of Abel is broken, he's got killed. Verse 25 says Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and called his name Seth, for she said, God has appointed for me another offspring instead of Abel, for Cain killed him.To Seth also a son was born. He called his name Enosh. At that time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord. Ah, beautiful. But look at the human civilization. They have a little city here. They are doing great things. The economy is growing. They are going away from what the Lord has commanded them to do. They did something good. They're still following the line of human way.Or Cain's way. But verse 25 all the way to verse 26, people, we have another line from that woman. And that offspring is start calling upon the name of the Lord. Yes, you can kill God's people, but you will never diminish, you will never compromise the plan of God.
所以在这里面我们看到说亚当又与妻子同房，就生了一个儿子，名叫赛特，意思说神另给我一个儿子代替亚伯，并且赛特也生了一个儿子叫以挪士，那时候人才求告耶和华的名。在这里面我们看到说该隐那边的人，他就经济繁荣，虽然做好事情，但是他们只是按照人的方式或者该隐的路子。但是在这种绝望当中的时候，当亚伯被杀的时候，上帝就兴起了赛特甚至以挪士，在那个时候和人在繁荣的同时，他们另一边的人已经开始求告上帝的名了。
As the main character is Cain, but actually the ultimate character is God himself. Yes, murder, yes, violence, yes, bigamy, but all these kind of crazy things going on in human civilization, God said, I'm going to reach someone who's going to call upon my name. And the rest of chapter 5 is going to follow the line of Seth. It's the lineof the offspring of that woman. God promised in 3:15 in Genesis, God is going to raise up the whole generation, the off generation is going to kill, is going to crush the head of the snake. You know what? Ultimately, God sent his offspring, Jesus Christ himself, and no one can kill him. Although generations of generations, if you read the Israelites in history, lots of kings want to killThe line of David, they have not succeeded. Oh, Lord, when he made them promise, he's going to see it through. That's my Lord.
所以看到我们把这个整个情景带到三章十五节里面，就是这个女人的后裔的时候，我们发现女人的后裔虽然他们时常会受到威胁，就像亚伯被杀害一样，就像后来变到大卫的支派时常有王要杀他们，但是上帝一直保留他的后代。甚至在第五节里面就讲到上帝从以挪士往下，包括一直延续到耶稣基督的降生，上帝的计划一直都没有被中断和终止。
Romans chapter 5, 12 actually give a comment, give a summary of the whole thing. It says, through one man sins enter the world, and a death follows, and the sin spreads to all human beings. Right? That's what happened to chapter 4. That's what happened to chapter 4. It takes one man to end all of them. That's Jesus Christ. In the days of promise,God sent his only begotten son to take the people, to take the offspring of Cain, to turn them into the offspring of a woman. That's what God has done through his son.
在罗马书五章十二节里面，这就如罪从一人进入了世界，死又是从罪来，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。就像在后面上帝借着耶稣基督的死，借着耶稣基督这些属该隐的这些后代，他可以借着他的缘故能回到上帝的这个支派里面。
Ladies and gentlemen, you are a worshipper no matter if who you are. I don't care if you're an atheist and you're Buddhist and whatever belief system you belong to. You work, you worship, you're always something at some time for you to make a choice. Are you going to follow the way of Cain to murder, to be angry, to get the sin rule over you? You want toRule over sin by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's your choice. That's your choice to make.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，不管怎么样，我们总是在敬拜一些什么东西。不管什么时候，可能是不同的情况下，我们会有工作，会有各样的事情。但是在我们面对这样选择的时候，我们是会按照该隐的方式吗？这样的要生气呢，还是会让罪得胜呢？
God has called all nations to repent.
上帝让万国都悔改。
God has done it.
上帝已经做到了。他结束了这个该隐的这个支派，通过耶稣基督在十字架上死的方式。
He wants you to be part of the family where you have the real freedom from sin, and you have the power over that.
神想让我们可以成为就是能够胜过罪的，但是而且神也给我们这样的能力和方式去这样去做。
May today be the day that you become.The line of the woman.
愿今天我们可以通过耶稣基督成为女人的后裔。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, oh, we look at the scheme of things. You are great God.
神呢，我们在这样看到这些故事和情况的时候，发现你是真的是好的神。
No one can screw up your plan.
没有人可以去阻止你的计划成就。
From the very beginning, you've done it. You've done it again, and you're still doing it.
从头你就这样做，到如今你也是这样做的神。
You call people to come back, come back and repent.
你让人悔改、回转，并且来到你面前去认罪。
Don't let the sin to take over you. Don't let sin to become your master. Oh, you have a better master.The master can die for you to give you all the freedom, give you everything you created to be. Oh Lord, may today be the day that the people who have not confessed you the Lord to do exactly that.
不要让罪成为你们的主，而是神已经胜过了罪，给我们这样的方式，让我们今天可以做这样的决定。
Oh may your name be glorified in all nations.
愿你的名在万国得荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告。
Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ as a multi-ethnic church, you're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.